And now, the Great American Folk Show, a little place where we commune with you to share stories, sing some songs, and talk to some good people with great voices. Rock, country, songs of love, and songs of the sea. That's what you're going to get on the show today. Thank you for listening. My name is Tom Brusso. We begin with Adam Gaffney, who exudes country confidence, and his guitar playing hits all the right spots. His first tune is the perfect thing to fill the air at the bar. It's called Darlin'.
Darlin', won't you take my hand?
Hey everybody, this is Adam Gaffney of Adam Gaffney and the Balladeers. So stoked to be on here to talk about my upcoming record, Product of Another Sad Song. It's coming out on May 8th everywhere. This record is more of a collective from an era of my life where I'm doing my best to connect to listeners on an emotional and personal level. Joining me on this album are my friends and bandmates Laura Nalani, Karen Choi, Evan Ferris, Kendall Scott, Ryan Gillespie, Austin Jones, and Jorge Valcarcel. We've been playing these songs as a band live for a couple years now, and I really wanted to capture the electric sound that we've been making in all these bar rooms. Right as we started this record, though, in August of 2024 or so, my mom was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, and by April of 25, she had passed away, which resulted in the final track of the record called When Tomorrow Comes Around. That song consists of me on the piano and Evan Ferris playing the accordion. I had written this shortly after my mom had passed and wanted it to make the final cut before we wrapped tracking. The first single that dropped on March 5th is called Darland, and it's actually the first track of the record, too. I wrote this for my partner, Christy, whom I met when I moved back to St. Louis about 5 years ago and got a job as a bartender at a local bar where we both worked at together. And now today, we're moving to Arizona together. The second single that drops on April 9th is called Come On Back for Good. It's a song about rejection and realizing that you might be your own biggest problem. The song came out with a series of other songs that I wrote when I was severely battling alcoholism and trying to find my way out, which I did, but it took a lot of hard lessons to get there. The third and final single is another song I wrote for my mother before she passed. It's called Don't You Cry. I wanted the song to have a pace and feel like you're driving on the interstate because that's essentially where I wrote the song. I was running back and forth to my mom's house for those 8 months that she was after she was diagnosed before she passed. What you're about to hear next is a live track with my band called Cut Off Again. Thank you very much. Sometimes I play when I'm sober.
trying here. Can't you see it's written on the wall? These glasses ain't doing no favors, 'cause everywhere I go I crawl. I guess I'm cut off again. Just gotta find my friend Joe. Well, he left an hour ago, and you just need to go home. I guess I'm cut off again, just gotta find my friend Joe.
I'm going to keep the ball rolling right now and bowl right into Florence Dorr, who plays music, writes about it, and teaches literature at UNC, where she is known as the Rockin' Professor. A couple years back, she edited a book of essays on music called The Ink in the Grooves. If you're a fan of music writing, you should definitely check it out. Contributors include Michael Chabon, Jonathan Lethem, Steve Earle, Dave Grohl, and Bob Dylan. Florence's new album is truthful, artful, and at times all out. She joins us now.
Hey, everybody. My name is Florence Dorr, and I'm a Chapel Hill, North Carolina-based singer-songwriter. Thanks a lot for having me on your podcast. I've got a new record coming out, Hold the Spark, that comes out May 1st on Propeller Sound Recordings, which is my excellent label. This record is dedicated to my daughter. There's a song called Hold the Spark. It's about contemplating her leaving home. A lot of emotions around that: excitement, sadness, fear. So I was trying to capture all those, and I was trying to think about what to say about it. And I realized, you know, Hold the Spark is about light. Her middle name is literally light. Her name is Georgia Catherine Luce Rigby, and Luce is Spanish for light. And she got that name because her dad, my husband, Will, was on tour when she was born. So she came early. And Will Rigby's my husband. He played as a Duke with Steve Earle and the Dukes for about 15 years, and they were in Spain when she arrived. So that was a surprise and sort of unfortunate. And so while, you know, I was in labor and we were on the phone, I don't remember, it might have been right after she was born, but we decided to give her the name Luce to kind of capture the idea that she's bigger than even location, you know, and that's true. She's my light. So that's what the record is called. I'll just say a couple of words about the songs that I'm sending you. One is Sunset Road and the other one is Worst Mistake. And, you know, in my development as a songwriter, I would just say that these are representative. I wrote about 30 or 40 songs or something in 2 years for this record. And one of the things that happens when you write songs in quick succession like that, or happened to me anyway, is that I stopped wanting to talk about myself all the time. I stopped wanting to turn my eyeballs inward. And so I started to produce characters. I'm a literature professor, is my day job. And, you know, William Faulkner said once that he enjoyed laughing as his characters stood up and walked off the pages of his novels. And I took some inspiration from him and created these characters for Sunset Road and a couple other songs. Can't Come Down is another one. these songs are always capturing a feeling, and the feeling or the idea there is the desire to get out of a bad situation. And, you know, little bits and pieces come from your life. Like, I grew up on Sunset Place in Nashville, but it's called Sunset Road because that just sounded cooler. And then the other song, The Worst Mistake, came from a line. I woke up one morning and I heard the line, "The worst mistake I never made," and built a story around that. It's, you know, it turned out to be a song about regret. Regret is, you know, one of those universal human emotions that everybody can relate to. Some people, unfortunately, feel very weighted down by it, especially later in life. And that's very sad. But everybody knows what regret feels like. So it's the feeling, and then that you just attach a story to it. And the story doesn't necessarily need to be autobiographical. And so that's what I've done with that one. Anyway, thanks a lot for having me on. And thanks for listening. Mistake I never made. Lines of time run down his face, reminding me of all the years I've wasted. The worst mistake I never made. Under that Mississippi.
Mississippi mill. What was a lonely girl to do in the humid night? The lions all got erased, yeah, and I somehow walked away, yeah. It's the worst mistake I ever made. If I could choose again, I'd sing the Motel Blues for the rest of my life.
One of my favorite soundtracks is to a movie called White Sands, which came out in the early 1990s. Not sure if the movie was a commercial hit or not, probably more of a sleeper, but I sure thought it was good. It stars Willem Dafoe, Samuel L. Jackson, Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, and Mickey Rourke in his fighting prime. I remember seeing it one night late on TV, right as Dwight Yoakam's song was playing in a scene. The song's called The Heart That You Own.
I pay rent on a rundown place. There ain't no view, but there's lots of space in my heart. The heart that you own.
And this is something about 1990s country that kills me, especially when there are no heirs involved. Yoakam's tall, tight, denim-fitting stature and pull-down Stetson created a new kind of country attitude and lifestyle. And shortly after White Sands, he contributed to another cool country neo-noir film called Red Rock West with his tune, A Thousand Miles From Nowhere.
I've got bruises on my memory. I've got tear stains on my hands. And in the mirror there's a vision of what used to be a man. I'm a thousand miles from nowhere.
It's the Great American Folk Show. My name is Tom Brousseau. I've been talking about country music with a vibe. And right now, let's get honky tonk and swampy with Andy Thomas.
Hey y'all, this is Andy Thomas, and my debut album, Highway Junkie, produced by Dave Schools, is out now. We recorded this record in Richmond, Virginia at Space Bomb Studios. Dave and I are actually both Richmond natives, so we felt it was best and appropriate to both go home and record this album there. Hope you dig it. A lot of the songwriting for this record just came from where I was at in life. It's all very autobiographical. I was working construction, so a lot of these lines just came from stuff that I was singing in my head on a job. This is Andy Thomas, and Highway Junkie is out everywhere, and hope to see you down the road.
There's something about the way your body moves under the moonlight. I feel like I've seen that before.
I want more. So we'll keep spinning. make us stronger the more we roam.
Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the Lorac family, the estate of Blair Flegel, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative, helping meet the electricity needs of rural member cooperatives in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Our power is our people. More information at MinnKota.com. It's the Great American Folk Show. My name is Tom Brousseau. Thank you for listening. Wherever you may be listening from, we got new music from Seattle singer-songwriter Susie Philipson. Her new album is lush, beautiful, chill, and it's called Sunday Kissin' Club. The sweet airiness of her alto notes are so precise. I love her voice. I just do. She asked her award-winning friend from Emerald City, poet Karen Finneyfrock, to interview her. You're going to hear a little bit of that. But first, how about a tune? This is Susie Philipson and her new tune, Anything I Want.
Wish I remembered the way that you smelled that night. Can we go back to the moment when I squeezed your thigh? The look in your eyes, the smile on your face, anything that I want to do is okay. Look.
Hi, everybody. This is Susie Phillipson. Thank you for having me. I've got Seattle-based poet and author Karen Finney-Frock with me today to help me talk about the Sunday Kissing Club.
Susie, I love the album. Tell me, why did you call it Sunday Kissing Club?
Ooh, this is a good question. It's a real story. I was dating somebody, and we both had very busy lives, and so we didn't have a lot of time when we could both be together. And one of our free times was Sunday mornings. And so he would come over every Sunday with a thermos full of hot coffee for us to hang out and make out and dance and listen to music. And I made him a postcard with a big invitation, inviting him to come over to the Sunday Kissing Club. And it stuck.
I'm so glad it stuck. The album is really about love, isn't it? And yeah. I know for me as a poet, when I think about writing a poem that's about love, sometimes I think about breakup poems, sure, because I find it can be difficult to catch that unique feeling of falling in love. Tell me about how you got that emotion so beautifully into these songs.
Well, I want to be real with all the audience members out there that there are breakup songs on this album too, because there's no dating without breaking up, sadly. And there's a lot of good stuff in there as well. But for the falling in love part, it just felt so natural to me. The feeling of falling in love is such an immersion. It's so beautiful. And I sat down to write so many of these songs when I was completely overcome with big, beautiful, joyful feelings for another person. And so as much as I think in the past I would have thought it's hard to write songs about happy things, but it actually, it was so easy to sit down and just let all of those feelings out and work them out through these songs.
I find the songs on the album to be lush. Tell me about how you achieved that sound.
Oh, I had the really good fortune of working with a producer, and what a treasure that was. I got to invite strings to play on this album and have beautiful arrangements for these songs, and they really made these songs into something even more than I could have imagined myself. And I'm so proud of that big sound.
You should be, Susie. Where can people find Sunday Kissing Club by Susie Phillipson?
It is on all the streaming services, so find me there. And also, if you are a vinyl person, you can get that too. And you'll find it on Bandcamp. Look up my name, Susie Phillipson, Sunday Kissing Club, and it's going to be out in May.
Sunny day, colder than spring should be. Green on the trees, pollen floats on the breeze. My mind is fluttering, not unlike the leaves. Always wondering, do you feel the same as me? Me up the street, speeding cars and hustling feet. If the sirens weren't so loud, I'd hear birds, I'm sure. Swish, a revolving door. I'm inside the silent office life, amplifies my beating heart. Staircase, lobbies tall, like a cathedral's of business life, comfy chairs and carol stalls. I spot you across the room, cradling your phone. That's just somewhere to look till you see me call.
hold me close, kiss me hard. Don't you know that's what I want forevermore? Your touch, your smell, the softness of your beard. I run my hands along your face, the room disappears. I wanna come clean, I came to say a thing. I say I'm falling for you and ask, do you feel the same? You seem a little reserved, say that it pleases you. I guess I'll take the slow burn, no rushing through. Coffee's gone, the clock's not wrong. Truth is, I'm so in love, I'm already gone. Almost not myself, puppy dog, someone else. Do you still like this head over heels version of me? Do you like this softer version of me? Do you still like this more honest version of me?
Sea songs are often called shanties. It's a term that, as I learned from San Diego musicologist
Lou Curtis,
likely derives from the French word for singing chanter, C-H-A-N-T-E-R. Famous examples include O Shenandoah and What Shall We Do with the Drunken Sailor. Additionally, the Beach Boys recorded an old shanty that became really popular called Sloop John B. And Robert Shaw famously sings Spanish Ladies in the movie Jaws.
Farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu, you ladies of Spain. For we've received orders for to sail back to Boston. And so nevermore shall we see you again.
One of the greatest books of all time is Moby Dick. Chapter 40 begins with a shanty called Greenland Fishery, an eons old tune that we still sing today. Here's the Pogues' the take on that song.
Well, I sailed 146 on March the 18th day. We hoisted our colors to the top of the mast, bound for Greenland, sailed away.
The other day I heard this one, Lord Franklin. It's a true tale about explorer Sir John Franklin, who vanished on an Arctic expedition. There are plenty of great versions of this song out there, but why not go with this one by Sinead O'Connor? I think it's pretty cool.
We were home.
If you're interested in shanties, Check out the Smithsonian collection. You can't go wrong. Or better yet, dig into the music of our next guests, Press Gang Mutiny. These lads have the harmonies in the history and the chutzpah. This first one you're going to hear is one entitled Deep Blue Sea. And then they've sent in a gorgeous tune called 7 Years.
Deep blue sea, in the deep blue sea. Deep blue sea, in the deep blue sea. Deep blue sea. Drowned in the deep blue sea. Dig his grave with a silver spade. Dig his grave with a silver spade. Dig his grave with a silver. Drowned in the deep blue sea. Lower him down with a golden chain. Lower him down with a golden chain.
My name's Stefan, and I'm one of the shanty men with Press Gang Mutiny based out of Toronto. In a few minutes, you're going to hear a never-before-heard live recording of a shanty near and dear to our hearts, and it's got a pretty cool story. We've spent over a decade now traveling the world singing and learning about shanties, and those travels and conversations have helped us understand why we were so drawn to shanties in the first place. These were working songs from the great age of sail, where young men from all corners of the earth would get on a ship with strangers and have to learn to work together, often without even a shared language. Shanties were one of the things that helped that happen, similar to other kinds of work songs, from the railroad songs of the Gandhi dancers to cotton picking and beyond. And that points at one of the things that in some ways has kind of been erased from the stories of shanties, which is that call and response that characterizes shanties is characteristic of the labor songs as well of Afro-Caribbean, African-American, and West African people. So like many other musical forms, there's this collision of cultures happening when these songs met multi-ethnic sailing crews and got adopted. But you don't often hear about the early history and the real people and places that these songs came from. Now, in 2022, we were lucky enough to travel to Barrilee. It's a small coastal town in St. Vincent that for years could only be reached by boat. And the primary industry in Barrilee to this day is whaling for blackfish, pilot whales. Every morning, the boats would go out, six men in them, a captain, a harpooner, and four oarsmen. And, you know, these boats are about 25 feet long with a small sail, and the men would go out in the morning, and if they were lucky, they'd return in the evening with a catch. And they'd sing shanties. In fact, they did it up until the outboard motor came along in around the 1970s. And it turns out that one of these guys, George Frederick, who everyone knows at Tall 12, was the last living shantyman. And he was also, as he'd tell you with pride, the harpoon gunner who caught the biggest blackfish in Barrilee history. So we spent a week singing with Tall 12 and learning from him. And among other songs, we picked up the one you're about to hear. It's called Seven Long Years, and it's a beautiful recent example of shanties as a living tradition, because it's got this clear echo of the classic folk song Shenandoah, except here, the wide Missouri becomes the world of misery. Tall 12 passed away in March of last year, and we recorded this recently at the Cuckoo's Nest Folk Club in London, Ontario, and we'd like to dedicate this song to George Tall 12 Frederick, Barrilee's greatest gunman, and the last living shantyman.
7 long years into the ocean, roll my rolling river. And 7 long years I never touched one. We are bound away from this world. Misery into the ocean, roll my rolling river. And misery, I come to tell you, we're bound away from this world of misery. Solid fast, my bowman answer, roll my rolling river. Solid fast, my captain cry out, we're bound away from this world of misery. When I hit her the first, she roll and shiver, roll my rolling river. When I hit her the second, she spout bloody water. We're bound away from this world of misery. Only the Almighty knows about our hardship. Roll my rolling river. Only the Almighty knows about our toiling. We are bound away from this world. Oh, seven long years into the ocean, roll my rolling river. And 7 long years I never touched one. We're bound away from this world. Oh. Misery.
Lovely singing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
that's our show for today. We'd like to thank you for listening, and we'd like to thank our guests, Florence Dorr, Adam Gaffney, Andy Thomas was on the show, Susie Phillipson, and the Press Gang Mutiny. Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the Lorac family, the estate of Blair Flegel, and Minkoto Power Cooperative. My name is Tom Brusseau. May you always find that sun until we meet again.